This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why do you think the, seriously, the Knick fans booed Porzingis so much?
Because he wanted out. They tried to fix it. They tried to, you know, mend the relationship, get him to play for Fizdale, and he, you know, decided to pack his ball and go home. And he wanted out and made them trade him. They didn't want to trade him. So you want to get out of New York, you tell them you don't want to play for them, the fans aren't going to respond nice to you.
So did you think that's the way it went down, Carver High, that he begged to get out of New York?
I think that he wanted out, yes. But, I mean, the Knicks have been awful for 20 years. I get that they want to boo the guy. I think you know who they really should be booing. and they do it plenty, I'm sure, but
Dolan.
I mean, the organization is to blame for all of their troubles, not KP wanting to get out of town. What did you want to do? Stay with this mess?
Well,
is that what you wanted to do?
Listen, do you blame a guy for not wanting to play for the loser Knicks?
I never blame anybody for not wanting to play.
I mean, honestly, they're so bad. Like, that. It's so embarrassing how bad they've gotten. I can't even fathom, to be honest with you, an organization in this city. Seriously. Like, I mean, it is bad here. You have to admit, this is a very bad time for New York sports. It really is.
Oh, yeah. Complete mismanagement of so many of the teams.
I mean, the Giants and Jets both stink. The Knicks are pathetic. They're not even terrible. They're pathetic.
They are.
And then
the Mets can't get out of their own way.
The Devils and Rangers are, you know, at best fair to Midland.
But at least those ones, they suck because they're rebuilding and trying to make something happen. Like, the Rangers tore it down to rebuild. You know, these other teams, they've tried to make the Knicks good. They just suck the whole time.
There's only the Islanders are good.
Islanders and Yankees, the only good teams.
Islanders and Yankees, the only good teams in New York right now.
That's true. I think that the
everybody else is.
I think the Islanders have a, you know, like a niche fan base in Long Island that's big. And the Rangers are bigger.
Well, they don't have a fan base like the other teams
right.
in New York.
But they're the best
just talking
team.
About who sucks and who doesn't.
But
the
they're the best team. But like my point is that no one cares. Like the Yankees, they care. The Islanders have like a niche a following. But the rest of the teams in this town that matter. Because they all do matter, and they're just terrible, all of them. I mean, it is unbelievable. And for me to sit here and watch the Knicks, I've been here for 20 years, right? And I've just been – they have been terrible except all but once. The year they won 54 games, that was it. And they still lost in the playoffs, obviously. And they – but that was the last – you know, the last time they were good. So 99 they were good, right? And then –
Right in the lockout year.
I got here the next year in 2000. So they've been terrible since I've been here.
They have been.
I mean, so I literally one good season out of 19. That's crazy. I can't even take it anymore. So, like, I don't blame anyone for not wanting to play for them. Like, if you're a star player and you were drafted like he was and they brought you here and you get drafted by the Knicks and then they – you know, bottom line, were terrible, and they treated him like just another hack player. They never treated him like a star ever in this town, the Knicks. I don't think the organization treated him like a star player, like a guy, you know, a high draft pick. That's what he was. He was a star player, high draft pick, and he was the franchise. And they treated him like he was – they treated him the same as they treat when they had Noah Vonleh. They treat him all the same. And I don't like that, to be honest with you.
I agree. The organization and the fans treated him great. They just never gave him anyone to play with.
Well,
They loved him. They made him the face. They put him everywhere. He was the Knicks, but they just put nothing around him.
That's my point. They never had a team, so they didn't treat him well. The bottom line is the fans loved him, but I don't think that the Knicks organization really treated him any differently than any other player. I don't think they – I mean, whatever. And then he got hurt, right? So, but he was blocking shots left and right and shooting threes and dunks, and he did it all. And he was miserable, so he wanted out. And now he's playing with his boy Doncic, and he's happy. And
I think a lot of the problems he had with the Knicks organization, too, was with Phil. When Jackson was here, he was a problem for him. Like, they did not see eye to eye, and Phil kept trying to force everybody to do what he wanted and the coaches that he brought in. And then they got rid of Phil, and they completely, you know, tried to change the direction with Fizdale, and they thought that might be enough to keep him. And then he said, you know what? No,
he's
not good
young.
Enough.
I don't think he knew. First of all, he doesn't know whether he's coming or going in the league. And then he's going to what? A power play on Phil Jackson? Do you know how much juice Phil Jackson had? What was he paying? $12 million a year they brought him in here for? To
was
do
it
nothing.
17?
What?
I think it was $17 million, wasn't it?
Like, I don't know. It was an enormous amount of money, but Kristaps Porzingis had no say over Phil Jackson. Zero. Some kid from Latvia. Are you kidding me? He had no juice. He just was the best player on the team. Now he's playing, finally, with the guy that knows how to play. Doncic knows how to play. And, I think he's just incredible. You have to admit. And the Knicks have no one like that. No one at all. I got to be honest with you. I thought that Randall, now there's a long season left. There's a lot of, you know, games, a ton of months left and everything else. But so far, he's been so bad. He just hasn't done what he did in New Orleans was incredible, right? He was lighting it up every night. He was scoring about 25, 30 points a night. I think he's done nothing here. And, you know, the one guy trying to do it all himself, it's pretty obvious to me, is Morris, right? He, like, just gets the ball and shoots every time he has it. So I think he's trying to do too much. And then Ntilikina's just... he's just so average, it's not even funny. They drafted him, and he's just been an absolute – is he not as French as they come? Like, why would – I don't understand, honestly, to be perfectly frank, why would you ever draft that kid? I don't get it.
That.
What?
No one understands that. Everyone said pick Dennis Smith Jr. over him, and instead he went Ntilikina.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.